Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
We're live now in the studio with our very, very special guest, Seamus Westwood. Now, if you've been on Facebook or Twitter over the last couple of days, you'll no doubt have seen Gump Around the UK, which is a hashtag used by Seamus, who is very bravely walking around the UK coastline, 8,000 miles. He left Folkestone on Christmas Eve, and he has ventured over to the Isle of Wight on the Whiteling Ferry. And I'm delighted to say he's here with Mo and I in the studio. Welcome, Seamus.
Hello.
Yes, so. Hello. A big Isle of Wight welcome to you.
How are you, Seamus? How are you feeling?
Brilliant, yeah, I'm feeling great. Thank you very much. Absolutely beautiful island so far. I've not seen a lot of it, but
you must be completely overwhelmed by the media interest and the interest on Facebook. I've seen there's over 150 people who've liked your photos, and lots of people are excited that you're here and that you've actually chosen to visit the island, because we often get left out, don't we, Mo?
We do. We're only a little island here and we get forgotten.
Yeah. Did you know much about the island?
No, I actually don't know a lot about the island at all, to be honest. I always knew I was going to come, because I was going to do all the islands as well. So, and the minute I said Isle of Wight, it was like everybody on the Isle of Wight spotted it.
Fantastic.
And they were like, Seamus is coming.
And Seamus is coming.
Spoiled rotten ever since.
Excellent.
Since I've been here, it's been amazing.
And you've got six dogs.
Yeah, six dogs.
What are they called?
All rescues. I've got Gandhi, he's a deerhound cross greyhound. Storm, he's a husky, possibly Malamute. Pagan, she's a collie cross. Bear, he's a Welsh border collie. Crystal, she's a miniature Jack Russell. And Fergus, he's a whippet.
Wow. Yeah. Do they all get on?
Mostly.
It's a good job, isn't it?
Odd squabbles, just like children, but yeah, they really do get on.
I've just seen them outside. They're ever so quiet.
For a change.
Yeah, lovely little dogs. That little Jack Russell. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Given the choice of company between dogs and humans, would you prefer dogs? Some people do.
Yeah, I would prefer dogs, yeah. I suppose if humans could bark, I'd like them too. But, yeah.
Well, we can bark, can't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
So while you're on the island, Seamus, what's your routine going to be? Are you going to be here for a week or...?
No, I was going to spend a little bit longer, because I'm not in any rush, to be honest, to get off the island. It's quite beautiful, and the whole walk around the UK at all is not in any rush. So I'd like to explore just a little bit. Maybe spend 2.5 weeks here, possibly.
Wow, fantastic.
And then go back over.
Excellent.
So I really want to kind of enjoy it. And at the same time, I've been walking quite a lot recently. So being in a quiet area like this, it'd be nice to put my tent down and, you know, have a little
rest. Are your feet very sore?
They can be sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I look after them, but I think I walked for 7 days last.
Well, how far do you walk at any one time?
Anything, really. The last one was 7 days.
Without a stop?
Well, yeah, we have like little breaks in between, an hour, or sit down, a cup of tea and a cup of coffee, and then head off again.
And the dogs are all right with that?
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, they're outside dogs. They love walking, you know.
Fantastic. But we'll have a break for a bit of music, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Now, I'd like to dedicate that song to my lovely dad up north, because it's one of his favourites. It's Harpo and Movie Star. And it's just coming up to 2:20. We're live in the studio here in Newport with Seamus Westwood and Mo. And we've been talking all about Seamus's efforts to raise money for charity. Now, I read on Facebook, Seamus, that you hope to raise £100,000.
Yeah.
And you've got, about 4,000 so far?
About 4,500 now. So we made about £300 in a day since we've been on the island.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, due to all the publicity that everyone, Whitelink and yourselves and everyone has put up, and Graham.
Now, I'm glad you've mentioned Whitelink, because Whitelink are one of those organisations that people always complain about on the island. And yesterday, I must admit, they were fantastic. They were really helpful. They got Graham on the ferry across at 10 o'clock to meet you on the 11 o'clock, and then You had some excellent photos, which you've got on our Facebook
They are absolutely
page.
Brilliant photographs. Coming off that ferry, walking down, that's photos, brilliant, that one.
Whitelink were absolutely amazing. From the minute I basically stepped at the port, they were on it.
Brilliant.
Staff came down, helped me with the dogs, helped me with my bags, showed me to where I had to go,
brilliant.
Me coffee, bought me food. Even the captain invited me up to the deck.
Wow.
So he went to see the captain.
Saw the pictures.
And managed to even get a cuddle with the captain. Which
did
was,
you really?
Yeah, I pushed him into that, but we did. I got a hug off him. And it was great. They absolutely spoiled it rotten. And they're going to give us a trip back as well. So.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. What we need to know, Seamus, is your Just Giving page.
Yeah.
We need to know how to get hold of
We can share that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, if you go on to hashtag Gump Around the UK or at Gump Around the UK, there's two. There's a group, which is hashtag, and there's at, which is the page. The page is a lot more quieter, but the first link you'll come across on the page is the Just Giving page.
Okay, because people have been asking us how they can help and what you need.
Yeah.
But basically, you want people to donate.
Yeah, people are helping me with everything, basically. I've got food, they're helping me with dog food, and people have been absolutely lovely. But at the moment, I have everything, so...
Right, that's great.
If people really want to help, then donating to the Just Giving page would be brilliant, because that's kind of why I'm out here, so...
That's great.
And what made you want to support children with terminal cancer? I know, obviously, that might sound like a fairly obvious question, but what in particular made you... Because you suffered from cancer yourself.
Yeah, well, I had cancer myself for 3 years, and... to be honest, you know, I'm over 40 now, so when I get sick, I tend to be a grumpy old man, you know, man flu and all that. And watching the kids, and they were basically so brave, and they were smiling and getting on with it and just dealing with
it. They do, though, don't they,
kids? Even when they were terribly sick, they were still had the courage to smile and get on with it, and it just broke my heart. So when I got made homeless, and I didn't particularly actually want to be homeless, because it's quite boring being a homeless person. You just sit around, basically, and don't have a lot to do, and I'm not that kind of person. So I thought, right, let's go out and do something and help some people.
Was that when you got back from Afghanistan?
No, it's been a while since that, yeah.
So you were in the army?
Yeah, I was in the army for a while, yeah.
When we first posted your story on social media, the question that everybody was asking was, how do you cope with this cold weather at night?
I love the cold weather.
Do you?
I absolutely love the cold weather. When everyone else... Do you know the kind of guy that you see in the middle of winter when it's snowing and he's walking around with his sandals on and his shorts on?
Oh, right, yes. There's
me,
one of them over here.
Yeah, that's me. That is. Yeah, I love the cold weather. If you want to worry about me when the sun's out.
Okay.
Because that's when I'll start struggling.
How do you carry your stuff around? You know, the dog food?
It's a struggle, to be honest. Lately I've had two Bergens, which have both been roughly 60 to 70 kilograms. So carrying those is virtually impossible. I've got a trolley for one, which I pull alongside, and then I carry the other one on the back. But after, you know, 20 miles or so, you're a little bit tired of carrying it. So what's happened now is supporters now have put a box together. The boxes carries most of my important stuff, but not the stuff that I need immediately. And then kind people that want to help, they move the box along the coast, and then people pass me stuff when I need it, basically. So
you're
now
not
I only
lonely,
have to carry
then?
One rucksack. No,
you're
not lonely
at
all.
I
didn't expect this, to be honest. When I started, I thought it would just be a simple walk, you know, the odd post or picture up on Facebook, and people have absolutely completely gone for it, and it's gone absolutely amazing.
That's fantastic. Right, we'll hear a track from the new 50 Shades Freed film, and then we'll talk a little bit more. She's ageless and evergreen. That's Tina Turner and a song called Disco Inferno.
You like this ageless and evergreen now, don't you?
Ageless and evergreen, that's you and me, Mo.
I like it.
It's 3:25, and we're live in the Riverside Centre studio here in Newport. And we're with Seamus Westwood, and we've just been talking off air all about his journey. And Seamus, you actually set off on Christmas Eve, but you weren't. It wasn't going to be a walk originally.
No, originally I started off with a 7-foot pod that a couple of my friends helped me build. It was basically made out of plastic and really lightweight. But so we was going to ride. It was more of a. It would have been a ride and a walk and a run.
Okay.
But after spending about £400 of my own money trying to build it, it kept breaking. On the fifth time it broke, I just turned around and said, "Right, let's just let us go without it.
Did you have the dogs at that point?
Yeah, I had the dogs, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's what the pod was for. It's for the dogs, so that, because I was worried about the cold and the weather. So I knew with the pod that I could put them in at night time and they'd be dry and warm and they'd have a safe place.
And are you keeping a diary of your travels?
No, not really, because paper's heavy and it gets broken and wet and stuff.
That's true.
So I just keep it, do it all on Facebook, really. Facebook is kind of my diary.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But you have to have Wi-Fi wherever you go, or have you got 3G?
I've got 3G.
But
obviously you don't always get it, so I've got a couple of admin on the page that keep an eye on things when I'm either out of signal or out of battery power.
And the question that I wanted to know is, where were you most looking forward to? When you set off from Folkestone, where did you think, I'm looking forward to going to Cornwall, Devon?
Skegness. No, actually, I've been looking forward to coming here.
To the Isle of Wight?
Yeah, to come into the Isle of Wight.
Fantastic.
It's an absolutely beautiful place, and I've been looking at lots of pictures and videos, and I was absolutely just over the moon excited to try to come here.
I know you've only been here a day or so, but has it lived up to your expectations?
I haven't seen a lot of it so far, but everybody I've seen is living up to the expectations. Mm. The beach that I went down to in Ryde was absolutely lovely.
It's
the first time
beach.
I've seen sand in a long time, and that was absolutely beautiful. And the harbour was nice. In about 20 minutes time, I haven't really seen a lot.
All right. But,
so in 20 minutes time, we'll be out and we'll be walking, and we'll start on the island.
We're interested to hear what you think of the island, because lots of the island is labelled as an area of outstanding natural beauty, and I think you'll like West Wight because that's very, very rural. It's
very open, isn't it?
It is.
Up on the Downs, on the Tennyson Downs, and that, there's loads of places to walk there. Yeah.
And we do take it for granted when we live here, that beautiful beaches, and all the beaches are different. You've got the needles. Most people know the island for the needles, don't they?
Yeah,
really,
I've been told to look out for the needles.
So the coloured sand.
I think the island is amazing. I think the people on here are great, and the community is... It's actually a community. People, kind of work together more as when you're in a
bigger area. That's very true.
Whatever you do, don't have an affair, though, because everybody knows about it.
No, are you okay? I won't have any affairs. But it's a beautiful place. I'm really happy to be here.
Fantastic.
I'm going to spend just a little bit of extra time checking it out as well.
Well, I hope you'll come back again. Come back to the island again and come and visit us here.
I may do. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, tell us more stories.
Can I just thank everybody as well for being... really kind and friendly and really helpful and helping us get as far as we go. And we made over £300 yesterday on donations just arriving here.
One thing I've noticed, Seamus, I've got to say this, is that you always thank everybody. On Facebook, you are always saying thank you. And
I'm just walking. It's not me doing the hard work.
No.
This isn't just me. There's thousands of other people in the background. Well, we've got about 1,300 people on the group so far. And then there's everyone else that's working on it. This isn't just me. I'm just walking. Everyone else is doing the hard work.
Do you feel a bit overwhelmed by the attention?
Yeah, I just thought it was going to be just a simple little walk.
It's
a lot more to it than that. It's a lot more, paperwork basically and the internet work and stuff like that. But it's not just me doing this. This is everyone here is should be proud themselves of what's happening.
I'd like to say a special thank you to Mo, because it was Mo, Seamus, who met Julie at the choir, and Mo said to me, we've got to get Seamus in. This is a fantastic story. And so Mo has really put a lot of time and effort into researching your story and getting you on air. So
thank you, Mo, for doing it for Julie, really.
Well.
thank you, Seamus.
Yeah,
Julie runs a choir, you see, and...
Thank you very much.
For the benefit of the listener, Mo and Seamus are now having a hug.
Yes. Oh,
nice.
Right. We're hear from a local band. It's Level 42, and then we'll have a word from our sponsors. We've also got Gandhi in the studio. I'll let you have three guesses as to who Gandhi is. But in the meantime, here's Level 42. That's Cat Stevens and a song called Can't Keep It In at 2:50 on this Thursday afternoon. And Seamus has now left the studio. Be glad to be back out in the open air.
He is, yes. He doesn't like being inside, does he?
No.
But we've got a lady with us now. It's Julie O'Gorman, and she's the Isle of Wight contact for Seamus. And she didn't know Seamus until yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
So how did you get involved with this then, Julie?
I first saw Seamus's story on social media, and decided to follow his story as he was going along. And then he announced on there that the next step would be to come to the island. So offered my services.
And what has that included so far?
I've actually been banned from Facebook for spamming because I've been putting so much on about him. But asking people for donations,
okay,
of food stuff and stuff for him to keep him going on his travels, and the dogs, lots of dog food.
And you've got lots of it, haven't
you? We have got lots now, thank you. So we don't need any more in terms of stuff for him as he's going around. We've had lots of offer of accommodation for him, if he so chooses.
Are you a sort of community-minded person normally, or is this just a one-off thing? I mean, do you do lots of volunteering and helping charities?
Well, I don't know, not charities so much, but I get involved, I think.
Julie runs a choir.
I do run
Fantastic.
A choir,
It's called Just Sing.
Yes, and Mo is a member of
and
my choir.
I'm a member, so I can sing a little bit.
Yeah.
But well, I try.
No, it seems that since I've been to the... Actually, we only moved here 18 months ago, and since I've been here, I think I've become a bit of a campaigner, as our school was going to be closed down, and then I lost my caravan, and it's been...
It seems to have that effect on people.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah, definitely. I've seen that so many times. I don't know what it is, but you do get... I think Seamus hit the nail on the head when he said there is a very strong community here, and people
yes,
do like to protect the island and...
Yeah.
The activities on the island.
Yeah,
and if something
absolutely.
Is under threat, they will protect it.
Yes.
So are you the sort of point of contact if anybody wanted to get in touch?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So are you happy for us to put your details
yes,
on
absolutely.
Facebook page?
Yeah, that would be great.
But the main
yeah.
thing Seamus wants, I think, is for people to donate to the Just Giving
yes.
page.
We've got to the stage now where we have enough for Seamus and the dogs. To see them all the way around the island. So we have offers of accommodation and everything. And now really his purpose is to raise money for the children.
Excellent.
And so that is, yes, if people would like to donate in any way, then that is what needs to be done now.
And how would you sum up his personality?
He likes to keep himself to himself. So his walk is something he really wants to do. He's not... It's what he enjoys doing.
Yes, he's not a publicity seeker.
No, not at all. Not at all. He would avoid it if he could.
Yeah.
He knows that he needs to have this publicity in order to raise money for the children. But if he could avoid it, he would. He
That's
would
what
much
we
rather.
Thought.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Think that everybody on the Isle of Wight wants a piece of Seamus at the moment,
yes.
don't they?
Yes.
He's a bit
yeah.
reluctant in that respect, but he... wants to raise money and do some good, which is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, from a guy who's, all respect to the guy, because he's turned the negatives in his life and has chosen to turn that into a positive thing, and total respect.
And we all know people that have been affected by cancer and yeah. lost people that have suffered from cancer, and the fact that he's chosen to help children with terminal cancer, to send them on a trip of a lifetime and raise £100,000, I think is something absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And we will post the Just Giving link on our Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah, that's great, because it's really important that I watch him of an evening and he's scrolling down his social media to see how much, if anyone else has added a donation or anything. It's just really important to him. It's why he's doing it.
Yeah. We'd like to keep on with the story as well and follow you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And find out what's going on and report
yes.
at the end when he's done his final summing up.
Yeah, that would be great.
So thank you very much for coming in, and
You're
please do
welcome.
Keep in touch, and hopefully we might see you again with Seamus before he leaves the island in a couple of weeks'
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.